Man, I woke up late. God darn it. Me too. I don't know why either. All of a sudden my eyes open up and it's like 6:50 and I'm like, what the heck? How the hell, my alarm goes off at 6. So my alarm goes off at 6 and I checked it real quick and it's still set. You know, so I must have, just without even knowing, I must have canceled it or something. I don't use an alarm, but I woke up at like 5:30. Now it's like 6. I woke up at 6. I don't care. No, it's 6:30. I'm like, all right, I gotta go to work. I don't generally find I need the alarm, but I don't trust myself without. Something like this happens. I mean, I'm still going to be on time, but I had to just rush out the door, which, you know, is going to put me behind the eight ball all day. I definitely don't enjoy that feeling on a Monday when you feel like you just can't get ahead. Oh, otherwise, man, not a whole lot going on. I had breakfast with the guys on Saturday, and Dino that goes there got me all interested in another pair of in-ear monitors. There's these planars that can be purchased from AliExpress for like $40, and they're really exceptional. The planar in-ear monitors. So I've been monkeying around listening to this. Been spending a few hours listening to those over the weekend. Other than that, it was pretty hot out. We had a power failure Saturday night. Or was it Friday night? Saturday night. Going into Sunday. So we had to get the generator cooking. Not long. A few hours. But you don't know that. Otherwise, very uneventful weekend. I can second that. We didn't do anything at all, and I really enjoyed it. So it's a change up. I saw a few people. I think the heat was what did it. Something blew in a couple different areas. Like the village of Elmont, people lost power. Now you said you lost power. I think the grid just can't handle the draw. And as far as those in-ears, I've been looking at them. I just don't. I'm sure they're more comfortable than traditional earbuds, but after a couple hours my ears start to hurt and I don't really care for the stuff going in the ear. I bought that Fozzy K5 Pro with my Beyer Dynamics DT770s 80 ohm and it's good. The amp can overpower the headphones, which is in my opinion ideal because then that means I have more headroom. But it's unbelievable. Like the footsteps I can hear playing video games now, like sounds, noises I never heard. Oh, yeah. No, you got to have a good headphone amp, you know, something that has the dynamics, you know, to do that, to give you good detail at low volume and, you know, and then still have the big noise and all that. But no, that's cool. You know, that impedance of those headphones is weird. I think you said 80 ohms. So, you know, it's significantly higher, almost, you know, double, almost triple standard. So you need a headphone amp with a little oomph to drive them. And I would guess, I don't know, it all really depends on sensitivity and how much power the thing puts out at 80 ohms. But you can't go wrong with a little extra. The one I got, you know, I'm running it balanced, and the one I got can do like 4.5 watts. And so that's a lot, you know. It's I can overpower the headphones, but yeah, you're like you said, it just really, really opens things up. The sound stage just gets big.
Yeah, I don't even know if mine's a watt. Mine's just USB-C power, so I'm gonna say it's in a milliwatt still. I imagine yours has a DC or external supply. Yeah, now it's a gateway, right? It's like, oh my god, if this cheap stuff sounds as good, what does the good stuff sound like? So I was looking, so mine are closed back. I do want to get a pair of open back, which I think would be better. I don't need noise canceling or anything when I'm playing video games. I don't need to impede ambient noise. So the Beyer Dynamic DT990X, I think, is my next step.
Well, the question is, are they going to be for gaming? And if they are, do you have to have a mic, built in? Does it have to be a gaming headset? Because I've got an absolute recommendation for a really good price if you just want an outstanding pair of headphones. But that's all they are, open back planars.
I go above and beyond what I should when I do stuff, so I actually have a condenser mic on a boom that I can swing in front of me. I'll send you a picture of my desk. It's excessive, but it's so nice when I'm sitting there for hours playing with my buddies that I don't talk to ever or see ever. I've got a webcam up on it, so I do not need... This is the nice thing, is I used to play with a headset, right, the mic and the audio all in one. And ever since I've done this, it opens up the world of, holy crap, I can enhance the audio to, infinite, because I can pick whatever headphones I want.
Well, if that's the case, the only caveat is that I'm not a gamer, and I'm not 100%, sure if there's some sort of characteristic or something that you would be looking for as a gamer. But I can tell you right now, this Hi-Fi Man is the name of the company, and the particular set of cans that I'm telling you about, they're called the Sundaras, and they're a planar open back headphone, and they changed my life. I was going through headphone after headphone, looking for that certain something. I wanted that detail and soundstage and dynamics and all that, and I kept reading reviews, and I'd get a pair, and I'd say, I just don't see it. And I'd send them back, and one pair I kept, and, they were okay. And I just thought, I don't want to miss it. And then Dino brought these Sundaras to breakfast one time, and he let me borrow them for a couple of weeks. I got a poem. I put them on. I went, oh, my God, this is what I've been looking for. And so I got on the website, and not only, are they... They reduced them because newer models are coming out. And I think brand Skippy new, they're like $229. But they've got a set of, they've got refurbs and an open box. And I think they had a refurb or an open box for like $140. And I bought an open box because I bought an amp from them. And, it was pristine. It looked brand new. So I don't know what, you're giving up, and it comes with a full warranty from the company and everything like that. But the Hi-Fi Man Sundaras, and the price is right, and they were outstanding.
NADDF. When I was doing some research on that K5, the Fozzy K5, not the FIO, Hi-Fi Man came up quite a bit. So I will take a look at those. And my Beyer Dynamics, same thing, were open box, I think, they were open box, or no, renewed. They were renewed. And I couldn't even tell the difference. They were sealed, brand new, all the product manuals and descriptions and all that crap were in there, like mint condition. The cables didn't have a scuff on them. So as far as I'm concerned, that's the only way I'm going to be buying headphones, because it saves you a ton of money. I think I paid $110 for them, and they're usually about $180, $190.
Yep, that's what I'm saying. Give me the savings. If it's coming right from the manufacturer reconditioned, then generally that just means that somebody bought it and immediately returned it or something. So they just, replace all the parts that, that pads and everything else, and cords, because the cords are all detachable on these. So maybe they do that. I don't know if they do the cord, but you know, really you're getting something that's minty, and they just replace all the parts that and generally wear, you know, I guess, or something. But anyhow, yeah, I got no reservations in that. But yeah, the ones with Sandara, I went one up. I got the Anandas. Those were like $280. They're larger. I don't know that they're really all that much better. They might have just a trite, you know, just a touch more sound space, maybe because of the physical size of the ear cups. But you know, I if I was recommending, I'd say, you know, forego that extra cost and get a pair of the Sandaras. If it was $230 versus $280, I'd say, well, you know, for $50, but you know, but you can get them Sandaras. I saw them for $140 on there, and I thought, oh, that, forget it. There's just, you know, there's nothing I can recommend, especially at that price.
I'll check them out when I get in. That's my biggest complaint about the headphones I have now, is it's not a detachable cable, and I think it's 9 or 10 feet long, so it's obnoxious. So I'm sitting, you know, 3 feet away from my amp, so I have to route the cable all over the place. But yeah, I'll check those out for sure, because I'm in the market for some better headphones. The only thing I worry about is I have a fat head. So from what I've seen, all these listening headphones, they're geared towards comfort. So it shouldn't be an issue, but I remember, like, trying, you know, Beats, which are garbage headphones, but I could never wear them because they were too tight.
Well, I got a meathead, too. I can rarely find hats that fit. You know, even the adjustable ones, I'm always on the last, you know, the last snapper or two at minimum. That's, you know, I can barely have enough snaps to get it over my big pumpkin head. So that's that shouldn't be a problem, because they're very comfortable to me. You know, I've worn them for, you know, anything that's sitting over your ear for hours is going to eventually be, you're going to need a break probably, but I haven't noticed. I've had them on for hours, and, you know, just, it's been fine, and I haven't just had to get them off or anything. They've been pretty comfortable. Yep, that's that. The removable cable. The nice thing about a removable cable, I got those in-ear monitors on Saturday from Dino, and I ordered a set of replacements. I wasn't impressed with the cable. You know, they're $40, right? You know, for the monitors themselves are great, but the cable was kind of mediocre. So I ordered a really, really nice cable for $20 online, and it has you know, all the different ends, including 4.4, so you can run them balanced. And boy, I'll tell you what, I don't know. You said you have two speaker jacks on your bio. Then one of them is probably 4.4 for balanced output. You do that, you'll get significantly more output.
So it came with the balanced cable, but the front of it is headphone and microphone. So I'm not sure if that's to run a headset. I think it's to run a headset into it, right?
Okay, yeah. Yeah, if it's headphone and microphone, then it's, you know, just that. One's for the headphone, one's for the mic. You know, there's three standards, four actually, if you count 2.5. It's pretty rare. I don't see 2.5 all that much. Some of the really small portable units, I'm told, use 2.5, so they can do balanced in a very small package. But 4.4 and XLR, 4-pin XLR, are your balanced connectors. And 3.5, you know, the typical one you see all the time, is your monoroll, or your not monoroll, unbalanced. they got a name for that. I'm forgetting what it is.
My headphones I have now came with a 4.4 adapter, but I don't have anything to plug it into. But yeah, I mean, I'm on the fence of returning the K5 Pro I got and getting something better because it's like, I cannot believe the difference it made. But again, I feel like I'm going to have diminishing returns because I'm only really using it for video games. I don't sit at my desk and listen to music or anything. I don't really, there's no media consumption. It's not like I watch movies there. I mean, I watch YouTube on it, but whatever. So I don't want to get too carried away. I think better headphones would definitely do the trick. But ultimately, I just needed something to give them more juice, and that made all the difference. I am curious about those in-ears, though, because it's not often I have enough time to sit there and play for hours, but it would be nice to have the option to switch back and forth when I fatigue from something sitting on my head versus something sitting in my ear. I go, you know, vice versa.
Yeah, I use mine, like if I don't want to share what I'm listening to with the rest of the room, you know, the open backs, you know, my wife can plainly hear what I'm listening to. And, you know, and that's fine. I got no problem with it, but sometimes it can be annoying. And with my in-ears, of course, you know, there's no audio leakage. And so I can listen to something and not disturb the rest of the room. So I'll do that. They've grown on me. I was like you. I just did not like in-ears. But I've gotten kind of accustomed to them. You're never going to get to the sound stage. You can get the detail, certainly, and you can get some stage, but you're never going to quite get the sound stage of an open back, of course. And, just physics, right? But they're pretty impressive, I got to say that.
Yeah, if you don't mind, send me the link. I want to check those out, especially for $40. What do I have to lose?
Do you have a, what's the name of that damn place? The Chinese marketplace.
AliExpress or Temu?
Thank you, AliExpress. Do you have an AliExpress account? Because I tried to buy these myself, and it locked out my account and said that some violation of policy or something. I'm like, what are you talking about? So after trying everything I could and not being able to get my account to work to buy these things, I made a whole other account with a whole new email address and everything. And the second I went to log into it, it said you've been locked out, same exact thing, due to a terms of service violation or something. I'm like, what the hell is this all about? So I cannot get in the AliExpress. So John OD bought two of them, and he was going to sell his extra set to Dino, but Dino said he's already got a set, so he let me buy that set. And he said, well, I got to count anyhow, so he did me a big favor and got me past it. So I've managed to find a workaround for my AliExpress problem. I don't know if you have one and have used it. Seems to be unique to me. I'm doing something wrong. I just can't figure it out.
I have one. I haven't used it in probably over a year, but I can give it a go. Or if you give me the model number, I'll see if I can scrounge around on the internet and find it somewhere else.
The problem is the company is KZ. I just don't know the they're playing our IEMs. I'll send you a link. But I searched them online. You can get them at Amazon, but they're like 70 some bucks. And you know, so that was, and I couldn't find them anywhere else for that $40 deal. So there's that. And it's the, and you're buying them right from KZ, I guess. So even though it's AliExpress.
Yeah, I found them on Amazon too, same day delivery, but they're 90 with a coupon, pay 81.
Yep, all right, well, I'll send you the link, I've got it, and let's see, what time is it, 7:23, I got time to go to the shop, I gotta be right here where I am right now at 8 o'clock, but I'm going to go up the road here and check in before I leave.
Yeah, if you don't mind, son, I'll take a look at them, I appreciate it. And, yeah, I'm just now getting the haul road. Slow morning.
Alrighty, yeah, I'll send you a link to them, and then I'll send you a link to the cable that I bought, replacement cable. Replacement cable is really nice. It comes with, it's not adapters. It comes with different ends. And it has 2.5 balance. 4.4 balanced and 3.5 whatever they call that, mono, unbalanced, binaural, is that it? I don't know. They got a name for it, where they're using one ground and and then speaker plus left, speaker plus right, three wires, but binaural, I don't know. But I'll send you a link to that cable as well. It was well worth it.
See what I mean? It's a rabbit hole. As soon as you get a taste of it, it's like, oh my God, there's so much more I can do.
Yeah, but luckily these are lower priced, it's not a big deal. Now you can really go crazy. I was just for fun. I did a search for, I want to know how much can IEMs get up to, how much are people spending on those? So I did, best IEMs, cost no object or something like that. And there was actually an article that called that, best IEMs, no, money's no object. 2,000, 3,000, 3,500, get out of here.
I'd be curious to do a blind. You put the $40 ones in my ears, and then you put the $3,000 ones in my ears, and see which one I think sounds better. I bet you I would have a hard time.
Probably. All right, I got to run in here real quick. Pretty much just check it and then run, then take off. I'll be back in a few if you're not to work yet. W8FU.
Sounds good. I'm 5 out, so I'll catch you later. NADBF.
Did you get the Batmobile back in AWRO?
Nope, later today.
I was thinking that'd be a little quick, a little too early in the day for that yet. So, good. Well, that'll be nice. Back to normal again.
Yeah, then I can get back on my mobile and then hopefully get that other radio from Wally and get that hooked up and get back to my regular routine.
Yeah, I know how that is. It's a little out of sorts when you don't have the normal equipment at hand.
Exactly. I have limited communication abilities.
You going through my town now, or are you already gone and deployed?
Just got done at Big B's, getting me a bagel. And now I'm heading out to Novi.
All right. Well, that's not too bad. Hopefully no Lansing or points north on your agenda today.
Nope. All local today. All local. We only do points north and west when we're really needed. And so far it's been kind of stable, so cross my fingers and knock on wood.
All right, Tom, I got some work to do upstairs building a toddler bed. I got to get that done. I keep postponing it. So I will be monitoring later today on both the 7.2 and this one. Safe travels for you today, and AWRO.
Enjoy the day. Stay cool. It's a high pollen count today, which I'm not thrilled with. 73, KCAKJO. KE8VSI. KE8VSI. Well, I haven't said that in a while. KZ8Z, you there, Greg? KZ8Z Mobile.
W8FU. W8FU. W8RJD.
There's no Kurt Schunking in baseball. Or was that crying? Yeah, I forget.
W-E-T-T-T.
Wow. Is it really you? Nah, I give up.
W-A-C-B-T. W-A-C-B-T. W-A-T-T-T. W-A-T-T-T. W-A-T-T-T.
Greetings, N-A-W-R-O, Richmond. How you doing?
N-A-W-R-O, I think you said. Yeah, I was just trying out my radio. Wasn't sure if it was working or not. I guess it is. Thanks for coming back to me.
Yeah, sure. No problems. I believe this is Captain Don. Name here is Tim, Tango Indigo Mike. Sounding good on the Richmond repeater. Of course, you're just down the road, I believe.
Roger that. Yeah, I had my satellite antenna hooked up on a little Star Trek rotor, and I wasn't able to hit it. So I was having trouble with some satellites too last night. So
I think there might be something wrong with one of the cables on that, but I got it on my roof antenna now, and it's working good. Yeah, I'm in Columbus, so I'm not too far away.
Yeah, signal-wise, you're hitting it perfect. You're full quiet. No problem whatsoever.
All right, thanks. I'm going to run out and hook up the satellite antenna and see if it's still working. It might have been radio settings. This TS-2000 I don't use very often. And mostly use it for the satellites, and I know how to work that. But then when I try to switch back to this, I always mess something up. So I'm going to run out and hook up that satellite antenna. And if you're still going to be out there, I'll give another shout once I got that hooked up, because that should be working too. And I will be back. WCBT.
No problem. I'll be here. Happy to help. NAWRO.
NAWRO, November 8, Whiskey Romeo Oscar, Whiskey India, 8 X-ray.
Whiskey India, 8 X-ray, this is NAWRO, go ahead.
Yeah, I haven't heard your call out this way, so this must be on a link system, I guess. Where are you located? I'm in Retro Township, which is outside of Detroit.
Sure, yeah, I know where Retro's at. I'm in North Macomb, a smaller town called Richmond. Not heard of, if you've heard of it. We're kind of known for the good old days up here in the fall in North Macomb. Go ahead.
Oh, very good, very good. Okay. Yeah, I remember when this repeater first went up a long time ago, and the call sign holder used to live down here. Now he's way up in the north, and way up in Grand Rapids now. But yeah, I'm an old friend of TJ's.
Yeah, looking on the FBI dashboard now, and I do see you're on the. Yeah, it's affectionately known as TJ's repeater now in Detroit. It's nice that he got that one up and going again, and it does have a really, really large footprint, so it certainly is helpful. And then the one up here in Richmond, North Macomb, it's been up for a few years now, and on the opposite end of the compass, so to speak, it helps out up here.
Oh, okay. Name here is Chris, Charlie Hotel Romeo India Sierra, or can ham radio interrupt sex? I mean stereos, scanners. How many systems are within this link?
We've got the FBI network combined with Central Michigan. If you're not mobile and you're able to copy, jot this down, k8fbi.org. Kilo Echo, I'm sorry, Kilo 8, Fox, Bravo, Ida, .org is a good website. Brings you to the dashboard that kind of consolidates everything right there.
I'm very well aware of the Flying Beers Incorporated. Okay, at one point I think I was even a member. But I know everybody, most of the people involved. All right, real good. Nice to hear you. And I heard your friend in there earlier, and I thought, where are these guys at? I don't recognize any of the call signs. that alone had to, made me wonder. I said, yeah, these things must be all linked together. They're all on other frequencies, other repeaters. But stuff like that. Okie doke. Well, have a good one. Keep cool and keep hydrated. WI8X.
Will do. Pleasure to talk to you. This is
N8WRO. Have a good one.
N8WRO, W8CPT. Got a copy?
A good copy of that. Is it all set? You on that antenna?
Yeah, yep, I got the satellite antenna hooked up again and pointed that way, so I don't know what the issue was, but it seems to be working now.
Indeed it is. You're pegging it.
Alrighty, yeah, I got it pointed pretty much right at the tower, 30 degree angle and 30 watts. Probably can back it down a little bit.
Yeah, because I'm in town, I kind of ended up going with low power and then just bumping up the mic gain a little bit. And, you know, it's all the repeater doing the heavy lifting, but you do have to hit it. So, but yeah, no, you're sounding good. Nothing's wrong now.
All right, well, I dropped it down to 10 watts. It should still be making it, and do this last check here, and then I got to run outside and do some things, but I sure appreciate you coming back. The name's Don. I don't know if I caught your name or not. I've been playing around with this stuff, and don't remember if you said it.
Yeah, no problem, Don. The name here is Tim, Tango India Mike. Long-time listener, infrequent caller, but starting to call out a little bit more because I'm on the working on the ARPIS stuff for Macomb County. Yeah, no problem at all. Usually out here, a lot of times I pay attention to the 7.2 a little bit more than the FBI. But we are local, so one of these days you should try Simplex, I guess. But I'm all set then. You have a good one as well. November 8, Whiskey, Romeo, Oscar. I'll be clear.
All right, Tim. Sounds good. We'll have to try Simplex when I got some more time. Been pretty busy lately. But good talking to you. Thanks for coming back to me. And I will catch you again on the air. WCTT, clear.
WACIJ Waterford.
W3LNS, W4XCD. Wasn't sure if you were going to be on or not.
Coming back from Romeo, but I did something to my radio so I can barely hear you.
Well, I'm about 10 minutes away, so, yeah.
I'm about maybe 15 minutes away. There's a passage in front of the garage. I don't know if it's raining at home. But I tried to hide it.
Yeah, I got the notification that I got dropped off, so I'll bring it in when I get home.
First one home gets the mail.
Yeah, okay. See when you get there, 88W3LNS, W4CD.
88W3LNS, signing off.
WDAKLL.
K8RUH. What's up, Anthony? Where'd you go, Anthony?
Oh, I thought I heard you. I turned my radio down for a second.
Okay, yeah. Boy, I'll tell you what, looks kinda ominous up to the north. You noticing that?
Yeah, as I was leaving work, I left about 5-10 minutes early. I'm already to Grossbeck, 696 in Grossbeck. And to the north, it is definitely ominous, but I came out of a little bit of that and had quite a bit of thunder and lightning. So, never really rained too hard. It was raining at a good clip, and it's raining here on 696, but it is definitely ominous to the north.
Yeah, I was talking to Dave over on the other one, and he said that it was storming up there, but, you know, I got some lightning over here, over by 12 and Mound. And, I saw an interesting statistic the other day. It said that with that tornado that came through in Deckerville over the weekend, we're now up to 30 this year. I'll tell you what, man, it seems like the tornado alley is shifting a little bit to the north.
That is quite a few. What is, in that statistic, did they tell you how many they normally have at this point in the year?
You know, I know they did, and I didn't know how far off the mean that was. Of course, we're not over yet, but what I did notice is that we were on par for states like Nebraska and stuff like that, which are considered part of Tornado Alley. I did notice that our numbers have us on par with them. I mean, you know, I don't know every tornado that goes through Michigan, right? There's probably, you know, in some of them, like that one that went through Fraser back in June, it was like an F0, right? Probably tore some shingles off something. So that there's also that. We're not going to be getting F4s and F5s here, you know, like they get in Oklahoma. But still, you know, it's kind of weird that the numbers are up like they are. That's not something that it's generally, you know, kind of like climate related. It's not really something construction can do. Although I maintain that we don't get a lot of them here in the big city because, you know, I think it breaks all of construction breaks up the patterns. You know, and it doesn't give them suddenly a good foothold like they can get out on the open plains.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I think, you know, they really gain all that power in the plains because they have all that space to build up. So it's less likely to build, at least that's my understanding. I'm no scientist, so. But, yeah, they need all that space to build up to get to that kind of power. And I don't think you have that kind of space around here with just with construction, urban sprawl, and trees in general, wood, forest, stuff like that.
Yeah, that's definitely got to have something to do with it. You know, I know, you know, you're always hearing about tornadoes just west of us, Washtenaw, Lenawee, you know, you get out that way, White Lake, you know, all out that way. And what's the difference between here and there? Laterally, nothing, you know. It's the same latitude and, you know, in the same weather. There's no, you know, they're so far off Lake Michigan, there's no factor there. So all that can be is they just got the sprawl, you know, to get going. And then by the time they get over to, you know, the suburbs over here, I just don't think they can take football. You know, we get a few. I look back historically. We used to get some F4s and F5s in Michigan back in, like, the 50s and 60s. And that stands to reason, back when things were all a lot more open, a lot more farmland. So definitely something to that. I know it's anecdotal, and I'm drawing conclusions based on not knowing a whole lot about it, but it's one of those seems-to-me things.
Yep, I totally understand. It does seem like there's happening more often. You know, I wonder if it also could be the quick flow and access to information that we are just exponentially more aware of things further away that happen. You know, 30 years ago, you would have found out in the newspaper 2 days from now that something happened in Deckerville, not, you know, 10 minutes after it happened.
Yeah, that could certainly be it as well, because, you know, our minds, you know, the human mind has a knack for seeing patterns where patterns don't exist. And, you know, that's why there's so many kooks and conspiracy theories, because, you know, oh, you know, I can see the connection. But, you know, our brains work like that. It's not a quality, but it must have had some evolutionary, probably had an evolutionary bias, so, you know, or a benefit. You know, if I see something and I say, oh, you know, must be that, stay away from that, probably did me more good than harm when back in those early days.
Yep, if you want to see a connection, you'll certainly figure out a way to make it connect. I agree with that. That's the way our brains work.
All righty. Quite a bit of lightning still over this way. And it's lightened up quite a bit. It's not clear, but not real nasty looking. But I'm pulling in the driveway here. You're probably not terribly far. Wanted to make sure we touched base because don't get to hear you all that often. After yours, though, I'm going to get in the house. WFE.
All right, I will catch up with you soon. Yeah, I just have been so busy, and when I get in the car at the end of the day, I've been taking phone calls and stuff like that, so hopefully I'll make a little more time to call out on the radio. It's been a while since I've talked to you or Dakota or anyone, really, so... I'll have to try to hop on in the morning and catch up with you guys soon. I will talk to you soon. This is KE8RUH. Have a good night.
W8RJD. W8RJD Mobile. It's a little windy out. It's a lot rainy out here, W8RJD. I don't know, I'm on Big Beaver in Livernois, and I mean, I see it. Not much rain, though, but, yeah, it's a little wind. Well, no, actually, it's settled down now.
We're at what I would say we're at a heavy rain here in Rochester Hills. Just at, I'm at Hamlin and John R.
Yeah, I'll be heading that way. I'm heading to Memphis, so see how it is when I get there.
You'll be getting into it, because it seems like it's to the north, whatever this is, the cell that's coming through is to the north. It's pretty heavy lightning, there's not a lot of wind, but the rain is heavy.
Yeah, I'm just hitting the tail side, or the south side of that tail end here at Rochester and Big Beaver.
Yes, if you're going up Rochester Road, some of the lights. I know the light at, the light between, on Rochester Road between Hamlin and Avon is blinking red. So, kind of heads up while you're going out there. Some of those lights may be out.
Yeah, I'm going to push up John R. Road is what I'm going to do. think that's a better way to go. I don't like Rochester, too many lights.
I'm with you on that. If you're heading up, so you're going to head up Rochester Road. Oh, I should, you know, between 24 and 25 now. So if you get up this way, you can take the two roundabouts by Yates, and you can go straight up to Quinter.
Oh, they opened up the circle jerks now?
Yeah, the circle been open for about a year now, but they were doing water mains up past 23, between 23, 24, and then I think 24 and 25, and they got the water main in early, and they opened it up Wednesday last week.
Sweet.
Yeah, I know. My kids go to Stony Creek High School, and I'd rather them take the Quinter than take Rochester Road with all the stop and go downtown and the traffic downtown and all that stuff. I like for them to go the back way down to Quinter, and having that open is going to help out a lot.
Well, yeah, that saves me time, too, because if I go up that way, I'll take the Quinter down. It makes a lot easier. But I'm going to try John R. here. You're saying it's open. I'm taking John R. to Avon.
Yeah, that should work out for you. Like I say, I don't know where you're at now, but it's still going heavy up here.
Oh, they just closed down. Take John R. and I know John R. goes to Avon. Shoot me where I need to go.
Good deal. I'm gonna run into the house now and try to dodge the raindrops on the way in. I've been sitting in the driveway waiting for things to light.
I'm gonna head into the house now. KE8 ESI. Raindrops are falling on my house.
KE8, TFM, W8, EAP.
Hey, what's up? KE8, TFM.
It's a perfect day for POTA. It's raining like crazy here. Where are you at?
Just about to my house. I just left Mount Clemens, and Mount Clemens was really bad. I think from the time I went to where I was going to where I got back, I think the Clinton River went up by like 2 feet. It's almost over the seawall now.
Yep. At least it cooled, the weather cooled down, temperature cooled down. Went from like, what, 90 to 70.
Yeah, that's what my truck is showing. Yeah, at least it finally stopped, or, well, not stopped, but slowed down here in Shelby at least, so. I'm kind of bummed I didn't cut my grass this weekend. Now when it dries out, it's going to be really bad. I'm going to have to borrow my neighbor's lawnmower again, because my electric lawnmower doesn't handle these long grass real well.
Yep. That's the thing. When you get an electric one, you got to mow your lawn more because you can't wait till the grass gets too tall.
Yeah, I think I got to go buy one is what I got to do. Not a fan of the electric mower. Gasoline's the way to go there. So what's up, man? How have you been? Everything working out good now with your surgery? You getting around a lot more?
Oh, yeah. Been driving for a couple weeks. Been bicycle riding for the last almost a week now. So yeah, it's coming along pretty good. So yeah, I didn't want to hurry. I didn't want to hurry myself for riding the bike, but I had to make sure that I was ready. But yeah, I went riding the last few nights and no problems at all.
That's good. Glad that's working out for you. At least has to feel a whole lot better, I assume.
Yep. Still have back issues, but now I don't have back and hip issues. Still hurts to walk, but not like it was before. So definitely getting better. And looks like everything's going to be okay. I may have to get some more steroid injections in the back, though.
Well, hopefully you can get it wrapped up this year, and then you get the 5 years maintenance free or something. So, yeah. Got any plans to head up north? You going up this weekend or the following? I think the following, I won't be up till actually the end of August. It looks like it. I forgot that I got a vacation next week.
Yeah, I'll be up this weekend. And then probably I'll try to be up there every weekend in August, pretty much. Definitely at the end of August, my birthday. I'll probably be up there for about a week. But, yep. And I think I'm going back to work sometime in September. I don't know. They want me to stay off work for like 3 months.
I go to Florida on the 4th, that's Monday, so we're going to go there for a week. I got my 705 kit put away, and to make it where I can travel with the larger battery, I'm just going to order a $20 battery on Amazon like I did last time and have it shipped to my brother-in-law, so I'll try to do a little bit of POTA out there. See if I'm able to make some time.
There you go. That sounds like fun. Yep. Just been taking it easy. You know, it's, like I said, I'm pretty bad for the first 4 or 5 weeks. It's starting to get, I'm at week 7. I'm starting to get back to normal, kind of.
Good. I'll tell you what, I'm going to let you go. I'm just pulling up to the house here, so I'm gonna go run in, but I'll probably be on the radio a little bit later. I got more work. I got like desk work I need to do, so I'm sure I'm going to let the radio distract me a little bit when I get sick of working. All right, take it easy, man. KE8 TSM.
Yeah, all right, man. Catch you later. W8 EAP.
Back north, or are you still out and about in AWRO? That was rough on that last one, Tom. Didn't get it. You want to try again?
Yeah, I'm on, of course, my HD until tomorrow when I get my work hand back.
Okay, copy that. I figured as much because you'd be on the HT. You'd have to be close to one of the repeaters at least, but well, that's not too bad. 5 o'clock, I guess.
Yeah, we got done with everything quite quickly, so I think it's like 4 o'clock, like It's 4 o'clock. We're going home. We're done. And then we got pounded with all this rain as we're driving this way.
Yeah, I figured you got hit on your rounds there being south. There's no rain up here. We missed it. Just a little drizzle, but just to the south of us, according to the radar, so that's always a good thing.
Oh, yeah, it was coming down in sheets. And, I mean, the windshield wipers couldn't even keep it off the front very well. It was just pouring. And I guess it was worked on in Wayne County. They got a flood warning. A co-worker of mine, or a former co-worker, he's with the sister company, but they still talk with them. And he says that the airport is flooded. There it is.
Yeah, those drains can only handle so much. If it all comes all at once, it just doesn't help. It just floods over the road.
And I lost that. I didn't realize that transmission died. No, the airport is completely shut down because it's flooded.
I always wonder about that freeway when you go into those tunnels approaching the airport. You're underneath the runways and that. I bet you those are all flooded as well. So, yeah, but of course, can't have water on the tarmac. That's obviously cause for closure.
Well, that's the thing is the pumps went down. So, yeah, there's a lot of flooding in those tunnels that go under the runways. You got the public tunnels to go from one side of the airport to the other. But then behind the fence is another set of tunnels that I used to drive to go from one side of the airport to the other. And even the food delivery trucks, they're stuck too because there's 2 feet of water.
It'll be interesting to see how fast the pumps can catch up and when they can open up again.
All depends on how much damage was done from the lightning strike. But when they do get those pumps running, oh, they are fast. They are big pumps, believe me. I've seen them push that water out like you wouldn't believe.
All right, sounds good. Looks like we avoided having a sky warn net this afternoon.
I was wondering about that, but I couldn't make it in and couldn't hear it since I only have an HD. But yes, we avoided it today. But it's still hot and sticky.
That it is. All right, Tom, you have a good night. Cut you loose. Probably talk tomorrow. KCAKJO from NAWRO after you.
Sounds good. My battery's about to die anyway. Data mobile.
WD8KLO.
88KGO. TRC, TRC, WATAP.
Go ahead, Eric. TFA, TRC.
Hey, Jack, where are you at? You over there by the West Broomfield? Why do you sound like you're 10 feet from the microphone?
I don't know. I'm on my MD-390. Roger.
Dang it, Dave. I couldn't hear you very well. You were really, really far away sounding, so I couldn't hear you.
Yep, I'm trying to get a hold of Jack or something.
Your audio is really low. Let me switch to a different repeater. Hold on. Okay, well, I'm heading over that. I'm going over. Sorry about that. I'm heading over that towards West Bloomfield.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know if my audio is low. I'm speaking close to the mic. Is this better?
To me, it sounds really light. I don't know if somebody else is out there to compare it to, but you sound very distant.
What just has you go out to West Bloomfield for?
Hold on, I got a people calling me. I'll be back in a minute. WATAP.
Exactly.
Thank you.